This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. Melinda DeLotte, Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press, is with me. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
So there were developments this week related to two of the biggest hot-button issues, abortion and the death penalty. The State Department of Health and Hospitals rescinded an updated set of licensing standards for abortion clinics. What would they have required clinics to do exactly?
Well, what they would do kind of differs, I guess, on who you speak with. The Department of Health and Hospitals said it issued the new regulations to comply with a couple of different laws that the legislature passed last year. And then when it was pointed out that those pages seemed like an awful lot for two laws, they also said that they were trying to consolidate into one place lots of new restrictions and regulations that had been added over the years and had been put in various rules and statutes all over the place, and that they were trying to clean up the licensing standards and get them all in one location. Now, abortion rights supporters and representatives of the state's five abortion clinics say that essentially what those new licensing regulations would do is shut all of the clinics down. The licensing standards added new size requirements, new staffing requirements. It took away some of the rights of appeal that the clinics have when they are found guilty of violations in some sense. And the argument was that it was a way for the department to repeatedly cite clinics so that you could ultimately force them to shut down. But one of the other things that some abortion rights supporters had issues with, as an example, is that it added a 30-day waiting period between when a woman had to have a blood test and when she could have an abortion. And critics of that language said that that added a new waiting period that wasn't included in law, and it could mean that some people miss the window of time in which they can have an abortion under the law. So that was another big point of contention.
So these restrictions are almost kind of working in both directions, on the clinics themselves and also on women who might be trying to avail themselves of services.
That's definitely what the abortion rights group said. And the Department of Health and Hospitals on the blood test waiting period said that that was incorrect language and that the department didn't mean for that language to be included in there. But ultimately, the department just said that they wanted to take back the regulations and rewrite them from scratch.
Does the outcry that happened point to any greater support for access to abortion than maybe meets the eye in Louisiana?
I don't know that's really clear based on what we saw in terms of the complaints about these rules and regs. I mean, there was definitely a vocal group of people criticizing these regulations and saying they wanted to have them rescinded. And so it was clearly a group that managed to mobilize fairly quickly and to get some traction. But we still don't know long term what that means in terms of how large a group it is, how vocal they'll stay. And we don't know what the Department of Health and Hospitals is going to do in the rewritten regulations. So it's unclear if they've just won kind of a temporary reprieve or if they've actually gained some ground long term.
Louisiana had at one point planned to execute convicted child killer Christopher Sepulveda this week, but the state had trouble acquiring the drugs used for its method of lethal injection.
States around the country have had a lot of difficulty getting the drugs that they have used for lethal injections. So that's not a problem that is unique to Louisiana. Drug companies don't necessarily want to sell their medications to be used in executions. Particularly, there are some companies that are based in Europe or that are based in countries or states where the death penalty is outlawed. So states have had quite a bit of difficulty getting some of these drugs. Louisiana's last execution was in 2010, and at the time they had a three-drug combination that they used. One of those drugs has since become very difficult for the state to access, so the Department of Corrections switched to a single-drug method. But then the department wasn't able to get that drug. And so within the last week or so, the department switched its execution protocol again to a two-drug method. And in the meantime, the attorneys for the man who is scheduled for the next execution have argued that they don't have enough time to determine if the drugs are going to violate his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. So the Department of Corrections has agreed to delay for 90 days the execution date, and they're all supposed to go back to federal court in April to have a discussion about a hearing on whether or not the new two-drug combination is essentially safe, and if it's going to, or if it's going to violate the constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment.
With all of the difficulties in getting a variety of drugs, it sounds like, are these pharmaceutical companies essentially forcing the hands of states like Louisiana to change the method of execution, or maybe even give up the death penalty altogether?
Well, I mean, there doesn't seem to be necessarily among political officials in Louisiana anyway much of an interest in giving up the death penalty as much as in finding new options to carry it out. Governor Jindal's administration has said that it is looking at legislation for the upcoming legislative session that would give the state more options of what it could do in terms of carrying out an execution. And a lot of other states have looked beyond lethal injection and are now considering returns to the electric chair. There have been discussions about hangings, firing squads.
So we might be hearing some very interesting discussions during the legislative session about which is more humane, an electric chair or a firing squad or a hanging.
Absolutely going to be a topic of conversation, and I'm sure it will generate some interesting conversation and debate in the legislature.
Well, I look forward to that. Melinda Dalat, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Amy.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge.